Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Magic Necklace of Luminara. Once upon a time, in the heart of the magical forest of Luminara, there was a fairy named Alara. She was an ethereal creature with delicate wings that shimmered in the sunlight like the surface of a crystal clear lake. Alara's duty was to guard a magical necklace, adorned with a beautiful sapphire stone that hung from a tree branch in the center of the forest. This necklace was said to hold the power to grant eternal happiness to its wearer, a power both enchanting and dangerous if it fell into the wrong hands. For centuries, Alara had remained vigilant, ensuring that no creature, human or magical, would dare pilfer the precious artifact. But as the centuries passed, her task began to weigh heavily on her. The forest of Luminara was unchanging, and the monotony of her duty began to feel like a cage. Alara longed for adventure, for something new and exciting to break the cycle of her endless watch. One day, as Alara fluttered around the forest canopy, she sighed and whispered to the wind, "Oh, how I wish for something different, something thrilling to happen." As if in response, a gentle breeze rustled the leaves and carried her words far beyond the forest. To her surprise, later that afternoon, a young traveler named Leo stumbled into the forest. He was a curious soul with an eye for the mystical and a heart filled with dreams of adventure. Leo was immediately captivated by the enchanting forest and soon discovered the glorious necklace swinging gently from the branch. As he reached out to touch it, Alara appeared before him in a burst of golden light. "Halt, traveler!" she exclaimed, her voice echoing through the trees. "This necklace is not for the taking. It is my charge, my burden." Leo, startled yet intrigued by the enchanting fairy, lowered his hand and smiled. "I mean you no harm," he said. "I merely seek stories and the magic that the world offers. Perhaps you can share your tale, dear fairy." Alara hesitated. It had been countless moons since she had spoken to another soul. Yet something about Leo's earnest eyes and genuine curiosity stirred a long-forgotten excitement within her. Thus began their friendship. Every day, Leo would visit the forest, bringing tales from distant lands. In return, Alara shared her own stories about the magical creatures she had met and the wonders of the enchanted necklace she guarded. Though she could not leave her post, through Leo's adventures, her world grew larger. However, one fateful day, as they were deeply engrossed in stories of faraway lands, a stealthy shadow crept through the underbrush. A mischievous sprite named Thistle, known for his kleptomaniac tendencies, had heard whispers of the enchanted necklace and saw an opportunity while Alara was distracted. In a swift, nimble motion, Thistle snatched the necklace and darted away into the thick foliage. Alara gasped as she realized the necklace was gone, her heart pounding in panic. Guilt washed over her as she turned to Leo. "The necklace! It's gone!" Leo, ever resourceful, quickly reassured her. "Worry not, Alara. We will find it together. I have traversed many lands and tracked many creatures. Thistle cannot have gone far." And so a new chapter began for Alara, one filled with adventure that she had once longed for. Together with Leo, she journeyed through the forest, solving riddles and overcoming obstacles to reclaim the magical necklace. Along the way, Alara discovered not just the thrill of adventure, but the strength and courage within her that she had never known. When they finally cornered Thistle, he was caught in a trap of his own making, tangled in a vine as he tried to escape. Alara gently retrieved the necklace, and, with a forgiving heart, she looked at Thistle, who was sulking, clearly embarrassed and ashamed. "Thistle," Alara said softly, "I understand why you might have taken the necklace. Its allure is great, but its responsibility is even greater. Perhaps, instead of taking from others, you can help protect it with me." Surprised by her kindness, Thistle looked up. "You would trust me after what I've done?" he asked, his voice small. "Everyone deserves a chance to change," Alara replied with a gentle smile. Moved by her generosity, Thistle agreed to help guard the necklace. Over time, he became a loyal companion to Alara, using his stealth and cunning not for mischief, but to outwit those who sought the necklace for selfish reasons. In the end, Thistle found a new sense of purpose and belonging. As the protector of the enchanted necklace alongside Alara, he learned the value of friendship and the joy of doing good. Through this unexpected alliance, the Forest of Luminara thrived, becoming a place of wonder and harmony for all who dared to dream. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.